This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking with us. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
should restaurants be charging for drinking water? And if so, how much? We'll get to the poll results at the end of this bit.
Yes. So you've got 14 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, if you're wondering why many restaurants and cafes have been missing from your favourite food delivery platform, well, it's not the outlets that have an issue, but the number of food delivery riders has apparently taken a hit with the loosening of MCO restrictions.
Right. So businesses are back, the economy is nudging forward, but one sector, food delivery, is seeing a steep decline. The number of food delivery riders has fallen over the past month, with one service provider say there's been an 85% drop in availability. Both restaurants and food delivery companies have confirmed the decline in interviews with Free Malaysia Today, saying many riders might have gone back to their full-time jobs with the gradual reopening of the economy following the lifting of the second MCO early last month.
Yeah, so here's what the delivery services, food delivery services had to say about why this is happening. Digo Rider founder Nabil Faisal Bamajad, he said that there has been a large decline in available riders for the past month or so, and availability has dropped by around 85% during the period. He said, we see multiple factors at play, such as better employment opportunities, the ability to withdraw from the iSINA scheme, and students going back to colleges and universities since the MCO was lifted. Then Foodpanda, Shubham Saran, head of logistics in Foodpanda Malaysia, he said that there has been a decrease in number of riders around the Klang Valley over the past few weeks, and that the loosening of MCO regulations was the main reason for the decline. He also predicted that the drop in the number of riders would pose a challenge in the fasting month of Ramadan. He said, we expect a strain on operations as our Muslim riders, customers and vendors will seek to break their fast at specific times. If this trend continues, we need to focus on investing efforts into getting more riders onto the platform.
Foodpanda's biggest competitor, Grab, has also noticed a decrease in number of foods service partners and is temporarily halting its Hot Deals campaign, which gives customers a 50% discount orders with GrabFood for 2 days. In a message to merchant partners, it said it would interrupt the campaign briefly due to a temporary reduction in the number of delivery partners online as demand continues to increase, especially over the weekend. They said they want to avoid disappointing consumers with long waiting time or risk wasting food due to an imbalance in supply and expected demand. Grab also said the reasons for a temporary reduction in supply included the frequent rainfall during peak meal hours.
Yes. A restaurant owner in KL also said that a police operation against noisy motorcycle exhausts was among the reasons for the drop in rider numbers. Operasi Exhaust has seen many riders go into hiding, he said. Others have gone into e-commerce parcel deliveries where they can take 80 parcels to deliver and get paid for the day. There's no need to wait around and be sure about getting food delivery jobs. And he said certain service providers were offering up to 160 ringgit a day in bonuses to attract more delivery riders.
That's probably where the competition, where it's gone, right? Meanwhile, the Malaysian Indian Restaurant Owners Association confirmed that 2,000 members of the association were seeing fewer delivery riders compared to before the recent MCO. Businesses have improved slightly for us, and I do not think this lack of delivery riders is a major problem as dining customers are now allowed. If there was no dining customers, this would be a big issue.
Right. Now, on the flip side, I think the silver lining in this is as, you know, these food delivery services try and get more riders on board, that, you know, maybe they have to incentivize and do more for these riders. Because these guys are the ones that are really, you know, in the hot sun in the afternoon or going through the rain in the evenings. And they're the ones really getting the food to us. And I'm always very appreciative of their hard work. And sometimes they're just sitting around waiting, right? So, you know, I hope like this helps elevate the amount of incentives given to these riders during this time as well. But 85% drop in the number of your riders,
it's huge.
That's a huge problem,
right? And then when you have the options, like, you know, I was just talking, listening to what
restaurant owner in KL said about Aparasi Exhaust.
Not so much Aparasi Exhaust. They've gone to delivery of parcels, right?
Yes.
You know, you can earn so much more, you can collect so much more, and do that. I mean, it's just common sense. But also on the good side, like the students are going back to college, they're getting employed.
We're seeing some semblance of normalcy. Mm. Yeah, that's happening too. We're asking you on the show today, today, should restaurants be charging for drinking water? And if so, how much? Frida, let's wrap up the poll.
All right. So no free is 61.6%, like good Malaysians. That's what we all like. Yes, 30 cent to 1 ringgit, 29.5%. Yes, they decide at 7.2%. Yes, more than 1 ringgit at 1.7%. Must be a restaurant owner.
Not just one. We've got almost 300 votes on those. Now, over on Instagram, should restaurants be charging for drinking water? Yes or no? 91% said no. 9% say yes. Frida, we have some messages to get through.
I'll try to get through as many as possible. I definitely can't. It says, one who chose to remain anonymous, drinking water, 1 ringgit max. People might feel a pinch and still wonder if the water is safe. That's best to bring a tumbler of water. Save some heart and money and the environment. Bottled water should be the last option when one really needs it and there are no other options. Convenience not a good reason. Today's environmental degradation, no other options. Make responsible decisions, both business owners and consumers. Okay, so here's from 3387. If restaurant want to charge for drinking water, they can charge just enough to cover the cost. On the flip side, they should allow guests to bring their own water instead of strictly no outside drinks or food allowed. Here from Anwar Juma Boy. Next to restaurants want to charge for aircon and tablecloth. That's in the meal already.
Okay. It is. Just a few to get through on Twitter. MN Ibrahim says, I run a few eateries around KL Central area serving the office crowd and provide infused water to our customers during and they appreciate it. Our bottled water is still selling well despite giving free water. Everybody needs to make a profit, but there are many ways to skin a cat. Maybe you want to read this one here from Aslan.
Okay, so I should be given options of bottled water or tap water, not being forced to pay bottled water when I'm very concerned about the environment because plastic. Ajit here says, any restaurants in South Korea, they never charge drinking water. Some even don't charge extra rice. Not to forget free flow panchan, which is a side dish. Okay. All right. Charge once, then free flow.
Said Galax Hugh. That's an interesting name, Galax Hugh. And one last one here from Ninja.
In the US, you can walk into any Starbucks or Subway to ask for a cup of ice water for free anytime. Nobody can deny your basic rights as a human being there.
Right. All right. Thank you so much for all your messages. Frida, any few left that you want to read on WhatsApp?
Too much to go through.
Too many to go through. Thank you so much for participating in our show today. Of course, that was our top story. Should restaurants be charging for drinking water? We also discussed the extended operating hours up to 6 a.m. for F&B outlets during the fasting month. And finally, that story about decreasing food delivery riders and what's going on over there. If you missed out on any part of this show, go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find it on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise BizBytes. But for now, we're going to leave you with The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Thank you for listening to Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.